WRMY378 Robin. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Robin's a very busy lady, so I will check in for her. 359, moving to the next radio check. I'd also like to check in for WRKP710 Wanda. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJS656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX359 Karen. Do you copy?
RJS656 Sylvia, I read you pretty good.
Awesome. I read you pretty good as well. There's a little bit of static in the background, but you're still coming through. So we've talked about evacuation resources, and I know a lot of us know a lot of people that were affected by the most recent fire. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Sylvia?
Well, I have a question if anybody has a suggestion, or we could talk about it later. And that would be, what kind of mask is really recommended for smoke? I know that if I put on a mask, I can't breathe, so any ideas here?
Copy that. Well, maybe the ladies might have some ideas for you, and if nothing else, maybe we can all do a little bit of research on it and talk about that at a future time. Is there anything else, Sylvia?
Wonderful weather, and so I get to do garden things, and that's fun. Thanks, Karen, for what you're doing. This is 656 Monitoring.
Copy that. Well, thank you very much for being a part of us, all of us ladies, Sylvia. We really appreciate the knowledge that you share. Well, thank you for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Hello, Karen. This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we have been talking about the evacuation resources, kind of a refresher on that. And I know that we all know several people that were affected by the most recent fire. Sylvia had a question about what type of mask to wear. Is there anything that you'd like to share this evening, Carol?
I don't think any mask is really will cut the smoke out. Best thing is just to stay inside if possible. Years ago, I used to ride my horses across country. And I found out that I always needed a wire cutter to cut through people's property to get to a certain location. And I always went up to the people and told them that I was doing that afterwards, but I always replaced their wiring or fixed it. But sometimes you need to have wire cutters with you and bolt cutters because we live on a one-way road and there's only one way out. But if I have a bolt cutter, I can go through other locations.
Well, copy that. That's a really good idea.
I am glad you are bringing this up about the, how to evacuate and everything, and that's wonderful because we definitely need it this time of year.
Well, that's a very good point, and basically what I read in all of the stuff that I just read is that be ready. So that's part of what we do, and we try to, things get really busy and we kind of space it out and things like that, but kind of, we're talking about go bags and different things like that, and the basic gist is just be ready no matter what happens and leave early if you can. Is there anything else that you'd like to share, Carol?
We have chickens, and so what we would do is just put our chickens in a large cage and take them with us, prepare our vehicles for them, and we have cats. And so if you can catch them, take them with you. I don't know. It's just something that you have to be, you should get a warning ahead of time. If you have a travel trailer, hook it up and be ready to go.
Very good. Very good ideas. And it sounds like you've already got that pre-planned. So you are ready, basically. So, well, awesome. Well, thank you for that, Carol. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening? This is Marcia, WQZA 709. My comment would be, yes, we will hook up our travel trailer, have it all ready, and stock as we can, and just go if we need to go. Copy that, and like Carol was saying, too, you have wire cutters and bolt cutters and that type of thing. If there's an issue with getting out that way, then you'll have to go a different way. Well, thank both of you ladies for participating and sharing in this radio check. We welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRKV 487 Kimber. I copy loud and clear. How do you copy?
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear as well. So the ladies have been sharing about different evacuation resources and different things that they have been doing to get prepared just in case. And Sylvia was wondering what type of masks to wear to help with the smoke. Is there anything that you'd like to suggest or comments that you have, Kimber?
Oh, yeah, I can always add to that. And thanks to all the ladies who have participated and added suggestions. There's some great ones. And by the way, at first I have to comment on saying, keep positive and work in optimism, and it'll keep you forward moving in great ways. And talking to God and being in touch with that part of your spirituality, it's very, very good for you to be in positive mode, and good things do come to you because then you manifest it. It just comes to you. So that's very good advice and words of wisdom. Thank you. Break. In adding to what's going on page 49 for the evacuations, you can go to page 39, get your kits ready, and have them by the door if you can, especially this time of year when none of us really knows where or when the fire is going to hit, and it could be any time, so it's just a wise idea to have everything ready to go. Like Carol said, having your trailer ready to go, have your animals ready to catch, and get your kits. For instance, let me talk about the pet kit and the grab-and-go binder on page 39. Break. Your grab-and-go binder will help recover in the event that you lose your home or are unable to enter safely due to damage. This binder is comprehensive and should contain financial, personal, legal, and medical documents, as well as a thumb drive containing photos and videos of each room and a backup of your hard drive to take with you when you evacuate. Remember to video document any high-value items. So everything about your car, titles, bank titles, everything else, your address books, your bills, your driver's license, any other licenses, military documents, passports, pet vaccine records, things like that that we put in a grab-and-go binder, all organized. It's good to do that. Break. Then, as Carol said, we have to take care of our pets. You should have a pet kit. Your pet kit will be used whenever you have a need of a kit yourself. Use small plastic bags to carry smaller quantities from your pet kit in case you and your pet are not at home when the event starts and walking is required. Consider seasonal needs of your pet when rotating items. Warmer weather calls for more water, whereas winter weather requires a way for your pets to stay warm. And things you put in your pet kit, like water and food for at least 2 weeks, prescription and vaccination records, veterinary information, treats, collars and leashes, photos, food and water bowls, ID tags, blankets, toys, a crate carrier if possible, pet and first aid kit, waste bags, and hand sanitizer. Break. Then on page 40, it talks about the GO kit. And this is if you're stuck in a vehicle, going to an evacuation, or earthquakes away from home. A GO kit is a 3-day supply of essential items and survival. It should be kept in your vehicle. Have one kit for each person that travels with you. Consider packing your GO kit in a backpack or a roller bag if you are unable to carry a pack. Keep in mind that you may be walking a long distance to get back home or to safety. If you happen to be away from home during a large-scale event such as Cascadia subduction earthquake, some suggested items are things like water and food, first aid supplies, shelter supplies, flashlights, fire starting methods, money in small denominations. Break. Don't forget your blankets and sleeping bags. Season-appropriate clothing, extra cell phone batteries, chargers, a fixed-blade knife, comfortable sturdy shoes, hand sanitizer and toilet paper, leather and latex gloves, a poncho, a whistle, a NOAA radio, N95 mask, personal items, lip balm, hair, etc. And speaking of masks, this is answers Sylvia's question. Break. N95 or KN95 masks are the best. They offer the best protection from wildfire smoke. Although they're not going to work 100%, they will help. However, they are very hard to wear for an extended amount of time because it's hard to breathe when you're trying to move fast. So for small, short amounts of time, KN95 or N95. Break. The last thing I would like to talk about in the book that goes along with this is your evacuation box. It is one of the most important kits you can build. This box includes not only your grab-and-go binder, but it also includes items that are irreplaceable and cannot be stored on a thumb drive. Your evacuation box may end up being more than one box. The goal is to make these items easily accessible by storing them together in a safe place. After all, people and pets are safe. Gather your kits. Some suggested items are listed here. Consider storing your other preparedness kits together. Break for what's in this container. And you can put it in any storage tote big enough for as big as you can handle. Should be your grab-and-go binder, heirlooms like family quilts, letters, medals of honor, burial flags, etc., souvenirs, sentimental items. List of items to gather upon evacuating are jewelry boxes, keys to safety deposit boxes, RV, additional vehicles, storage facility office, your purse or backpack, and other emergency preparedness kits like the pet kit, etc. So that's something to keep in mind. For more information, you can go to the book Get Ready Rogue Emergency Preparedness, Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, and you can get those at the visitor center. Break. I'm glad I didn't time out there. And also you can sign up for your emergency response in your area if you have a phone with applications on it. There's lots of ways. You can go to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office or Jackson County Sheriff's Office, and you can just sign up for any emergency alerts you can. I think that's all I have to say. And I can talk about AMRON if you'd like. Thank you.
Sure. Well, thank you for all that information, Kimber. I think maybe in the next few weeks we might go back and cover some of those things because people have a tendency, we've covered them before, but it's kind of a good refresher. You might think, oh, I took that out of there, or I need that. So we might cover what you were talking about in the next couple of weeks. Yes, please do. Let us know about the AMRONnet, and if you could tell us a little bit more about the message handling practice this weekend, that'd be great.
Copy that, okay. Yeah, we can definitely talk about these things in the future. And for all you ladies out there listening, please be prepared for anybody who's listening on this radio right now. Be prepared. Get your kits together and understand what's going on in this area. Could be a wildfire at any time, as we know. What just happened. Also, turn to your radios. Doesn't matter if you're Channel 3 Simplex off the repeaters or right here on this repeater. There's usually a lot of good fire information readily available, and all you have to do is ask out for help if you need it. So let's go to the Amron announcement break. You can be a part of the Amron Net. That's emergency services, communications, and teaching people how to talk on Channel 3, check in with each other, and be comfortable speaking over the radio and learn who's in your area. So we do a net, and then we read an intelligence brief, and then we do the Channel 3s off the repeater and check in with each other. Pretty good thing to do. Break. For the Greater Grants Pass, Illinois Valley area, it is Sunday night at 7 p.m. on this NV725 repeater in Grants Pass. That's Sunday night at 7 p.m. And for Jackson County, we do it on the Elk 675 repeater on Monday nights at 8. I have to say, the net was not held this Monday. I was out of town and didn't have a cover and chose to do some self-love and be with my family. So I apologize for anybody who tried to tune in. Break. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is the Amron T-Rex exercise. It's a message handling exercise where you'll hear a practice exercise, practice only, going on from Friday about noon until Sunday about noon on MERS Channel 3. And if we can get people to pass it to FRS Channel 3, and it will be on Ham Simplex 146.420. Ron 330 is going to get on at the top of each hour whenever there's a message and announce it. Break. He will ask if someone wants to then pass it to FRS Channel 3 while he goes to Simplex 146.420. So I will probably try and participate as much as I can. Only a couple people at a time are going to be asked to pass this message so that there's no confusion. But if you want to practice and listen only, you can print out the message handling form on the soamron.com website, soamron.com website. Break. You will go to the Forms tab on the top right and print out the message handling form. And it'll look like there's two messages on each page. There's five words per line, and one, two, three, four, five, like six lines, and they're spread into five words each. So you're going to practice writing down the message that you hear. You do not have to repeat it. This is simply practice for yourself. So if you tune in and have on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and you hear a message being passed for exercise only, please do so. It's great. It's great practice. Thank you, Karen. Back to Ned.
Well, thank you, Kimber, for all of that information. And like you said, the next couple of weeks we'll maybe go over some of that other material. Well, thank you for sharing all of that, participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. You copy?